Secretary Glantz welcomes the stimulus plan announced by President Ramaphosa last night. The measures included in this plan are broad enough to make a significant impact, and they are targeted at the right areas to help achieve the three objectives we identified for such an economic support package: keeping as many people employed as possible, keeping as many businesses open as possible, and intervening to help the poor and the hungry. Importantly, the president resisted the factional battles and pressure inside his own party in terms of the funding of the stimulus package, has indicated that government is prepared to approach the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank for preferential loans that will allow us to use in this decision is the right one. We also welcome the direct nature of the relief measures announced, paying cash directly to poor families and making loans directly available to small business is the most rapid, effective way to target such reliefs. The money for healthcare as well is greatly, greatly appreciated and is certainly well positioned. Our support for the plan is not unconditional. There are several aspects that still need to be worked out and few details that still needed to be provided. And what's also going to be important is massive oversight over the stimulus package. We've seen in the past how huge sums of public money find their way not into the pockets of ordinary South Africans who need them the most, but into the pockets of the connected few. We're going to make sure that measures are put in place that not one cent of this money finds itself and or its way into the pockets of connected individuals or cadres to make themselves rich. This is money that ordinary South Africans need, and it needs to go directly to them. The president must also understand that a stimulus package in itself is not a sustainable answer. So it's an immediate relief, but what we're going to require is a deep economic reform. Deep reforms to the way our economy is structured and the way we do business. We can never go back to the high debt, low growth models that have been applied over the course of the last two decades. We need to charter a new economic pathway forward, and we stand ready to work with the president and the reformist wing in his own party to bring those changes so we can make lasting changes to the South African economy and lift more people out of poverty and into prosperity and ensure that our country is never again left vulnerable to something like COVID-19 for a lack of proper financial management.